Good morning. It's 44 degrees and sunny in Denver. Peter is in for Jeff and Bill. We're expecting highs in the mid-70s today. The 7-10 five-day forecast is coming up. Our top story, North Glen residents packing the town hall last night. They don't want a mental health facility in one neighborhood because it would be near a local elementary school. They fear sex offenders would be too close to the children. There's also a church nearby where children frequent. The Colorado Department of Human Services says they won't be housing sex offenders at this point. The Biden administration says they have no plans to change policy toward Israel after seven humanitarian aid workers were killed. The president expects a swift and thorough investigation. Biden holds a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu today. President Biden at the White House on Wednesday, way off on math again.
And the mechanism and the mechanisms. But the Republicans were able to cut back on the fact that the only thing they couldn't defeat was the seniors. It cuts the deficit by $160 billion.
That is incorrect. Severe turbulence on a Southwest flight that was diverted to Tampa Wednesday left two people injured. It is under investigation. There's a new bill in California aiming to prevent employers from contacting employees during off hours. It would prohibit them from texting, calling, or emailing outside work hours. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston trying to reduce gun violence in the city. His goal is to reduce gun violence in Denver by 20% this year alone. He says he'll do it by working with people in the most vulnerable neighborhoods. No gun zones haven't worked, but Colorado pushing the Sensitive Spaces Bill, which passed the Colorado Senate but has been amended. Senator Chris Colker.
We amended the bill where we reduced the number of places. We changed the title of the bill, changed some of the penalties into the bill.
Parks and churches would not be included. 42 in Lafayette, 39 in Castle Pines, 44 in Denver. Nuggets go for three straight tonight at the Clippers. Avalanche at the Wild in Minnesota. The Cubs sweep the Rockies. Opening day tomorrow at Coors at 2:12. The Rockies are 1-6, and one fan calling Pete this morning with his joke. They're already at it, Rockies
that
fans.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was. What's the difference between owner Dick Monfort and Dinger?
One is a pantsless, obese embarrassment, and the other's the mascot.
Another mascot. Okay, use that with your family tonight. All right, Peter Blake Olson.
Yeah,
what's up, buddy?
One more, because this is, I mean, it's really jammed the lines and packed the wall. What will happen? This is what we're talking about. But I was taking a pause and I thought about this. Mm-hmm. So Donald Trump's convicted. I mean, this is all hypothetical. Goes to prison, but wins the 2024. Would they let him out? And who would do it? Or would have to? Would he lead the country from? Imagine this.
That's true.
Sounds like Boston.
I mean, once again, you have to go through, you have to look at the Constitution and the law. Yeah. I don't know it well enough. But who's in charge after? Who's in charge after after the president? So the vice president.
Yeah, oh, indeed.
And then the secretary of state.
No, I think it's the speaker of the House.
The speaker of the House.
Yeah, I think next.
Okay.
So who would let him out? Sure,
that's a good question. I don't know. I have no idea. It's so complex when you look at all the clutter and the gobbledygook in the courts in these cases. I mean, it confuses everybody, and the average man and woman are sitting there and going, "Look, man, you know, this is lawfare. I mean, that's what this is. This is weaponization. That's what most people, well, a lot of people mm-hmm. believe. I believe that. I'm standing back and going to say, wait a minute. I thought, what happened with Russia? What happened with all these allegations? Mm-hmm. And they've attacked him. And the credibility is not there. When you look at Fani Willis and mm-hmm. you look at the judge in New York and you look at the attorney general in New York, you look at all these people and they're obviously attacking him. And the everyday person in Colorado outside of, Democratic areas,
they feel
like he's speaking for them, that he's mm-hmm. representing them. Otherwise, I mean, because Donald Trump has nothing in common with a farmer or a rancher in Kansas or Nebraska or in Colorado or Wyoming. He's a billionaire from New York, Manhattan, and they relate to him because they believe that he's fighting for them, and he is their voice.
Well, that's
I kind of agree.
He's lost Colorado twice, and in the national elections, the state has gone
mm-hmm. blue,
gone for the Democrat. It went for Hillary, and then it went for Joe Biden. But mm-hmm. that aside, the question is what would happen? Because as you point out, we got some calls on it, some text on it this morning. Lousy choice of words, but I will. Civil war. Mm-hmm. And if convicted, but it wins the 2024. And mm-hmm. It would be a constitutional crisis. And the court, and again, show prepping, the court is going to, in the 25th of April, the court's going to rule on Donald Trump's presidential immunity defense. And he argues that he should be completely shielded from criminal prosecution. Well, mm-hmm. it didn't work for Nixon, but Nixon was able to get a pardon from Gerald Ford. So, and mm-hmm. again, conceivably, because Gerald Ford was his VP, becomes president and pardons the member forever. Richard Nixon is the unindicted co-conspirator.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
I don't know. Your thoughts are great, man.
It's a mess. Oh. It is. But I just think normal people, they're sick of it. They know the deal. They know what's going on. And every time he goes into a courtroom, guess what? I think it benefits him.
That may be as well. I mean, I think he seeks martyrdom on some levels as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Great cast, man. Thank you,
hey,
sir.
You too.
All right. 710 KNUS. We'll do some weather. Come back. Our lines are jamming up. 710 KNUS. Good to have you here. Good morning, everyone. Peter Boyle's in for the fellas. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station, has heard the weather. 303-696-1971 is the phone number. What will happen if Donald Trump does go to prison? Let me explain a little bit of why I'm here. Jeff and Billy, of course, will be back tomorrow morning, Friday morning. But Jeff is going down to the Republican convention in Pueblo on Saturday. I'm going on spring break, the oldest guy in America going on spring break. And Billy will anchor here. And I think Jeff's going to join us sometime this morning as well. So this question on Donald Trump, let me read the wall to you. The people who know Biden is using the CIA to persecute Trump via show trials. And it goes on from there. Email, Peter, what would happen if Trump goes to prison? As president, all hell will break loose in the world. China will attack Taiwan. Iran will attack Israel. And the rule of law will be bygone. I don't know. I don't know what that one means, so I'm not going to read it. To Blake's point, review Whitewater and Hillary's father. I never heard any beefs on Hillary's father. But Whitewater was... That indeed, that was a day at the beach. Next one, America needs to be realigned. We don't have an identity. We created an identity after the revolution, Civil War, and World War II. After the Soviets fell, we lost our identity. How do we get the identity back? Unfortunately, I mean, I have a pretty long answer to that. It's a good question. Let's just take calls. We start with David. Hey, David, Thursday morning, man. Thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for taking my call. I see more of a riot coming if Donald Trump is not convicted.
You flipped the script. Yeah, what would happen if not? Well, take it from there.
I think there's more of a chance of a riot because we got all these illegals, that are going to be kicked out of the country. They'll riot.
But they, I'm trying to figure through this. So if Donald Trump,
there's two million illegals will be kicked out of the country, and they'll riot. They'll riot if he's not convicted.
So there's four cases ahead of him, and the first one is, as I mentioned, is April 15th. It's 11 days away. And the court's going to take the case on the 25th of April, whether or not he's shielded from criminal prosecution. I like your thinking. It's a good thought. What would happen if Trump walks out of four courtrooms? Wow.
That's my question.
What's your answer? And your answer is?
My answer is that those illegals will riot. We got 2 million of them here in this country. They'll be the ones. The Americans won't riot. Illegals will.
I got to think that one over. It's an interesting call. If he's convicted, but he has won the 2024, then what?
Well, then I think what he should do is get Mike Lindell as vice president, and then we'll see Mike Lindell will pardon him.
Fair enough.
That's a good one. Just get Mike Lindell in as your vice president. See what people think then, right?
Yeah, well, he's not conned anybody, so he'd be a great one.
Well, we just said it's just a good question.
No, it's a great question. Mike Lindell for vice president. I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine it either. However, weirder things have happened.
And I think, once again, I think you're right. far weirder things.
Okay, you have a good day.
You
and
too,
have
sir.
A nice weekend.
Like the call. Thank you. We go to Bob, 303-696-1971. Bob, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Just one quick comment.
All right.
I think it boils down to whether the American people love or hate Donald Trump more than they love the country.
Yeah. Again, the criminal justice system. And he's the first president or ex-president. We talked about Nixon, took the El Paso, but he's the first one. And this is all new cut road. And a lot's going to depend on the Supreme Court's ruling on Donald Trump's presidential immunity defense, arguing that he would be completely shielded from any criminal prosecutions over anything, actions that he carried out while in the White House or even in the aftermath, which the High Court will begin the hearing on the 25th, and he faces on the 15th of April. And now, yesterday, they got some bad news on the collateral that required for the bond. But you're right. Is it beyond constitutional crisis? Do we just say it's a mess?
That's probably the most adequate description, Peter.
Yeah. So what do you think will happen, or what could happen?
I really think that if Trump is in prison, that he will lose the election. And I think we're stuck with Biden, and I think the country's in for a doggone rough time.
Do you think Biden can pull 4 years?
No, sir. No way in the world.
I don't think so either.
The people that are backing him or who are running him would provide the next guy, and nothing would change. It would be just a different figurehead.
Because I've read that the Democratic Party, the higher-ups, really want Donald Trump to be the presidential nominee of the Republicans. They want Trump. And I listened to you know, a little bit of talk radio, oh, there has to be Trump, Trump can win, then I flip it and say, well, one of my questions that's dawned on me is if career politicians are the problem, how can career politicians be the answer? And I mean, that to me is like a Joe Biden who is a career politician. How can he be the answer to the questions that you just posed? On the other hand, the Democratic higher-ups, apparently from my reading, want it to be Donald Trump. Why do you think they want to run against Donald Trump?
Well, I think because they have a good feeling that that he is very beatable. I honestly wanted anybody else to win the primaries rather than Trump. And I like Trump, I'm a Trump supporter. I didn't think back then, and I'm not sure right now, that he has got the best chance of any person that we could put up to beat Biden. Yeah. And I think they felt the same way.
You may be on. It's such a tough – it really is that crossroads moment. Again, Bob, good call, man. Really good calls this morning. Thank you, sir, for your time. 303-696-1971. To the wall we go again. The next president will likely appoint two Supreme Court justices. Picture this being done from a jail cell. Next one. If the fascists lock up Trump, I hope the Americans remove the illegitimate Biden government. Defending against enemies, foreign and domestic, is every citizen's duty. It's not a revolution or an insurrection or a civil war. Huh. Next one. Antifa's been dominant for almost, for 4 years. They're looking for a reason to hit the streets about election time, and they'll get it with Trump and Trump not going to be convicted. Okay. And show prepping this, Donald Trump, and there were 27 people that Donald Trump said they should be indicted or jailed. And Kelly Michaels running the board this morning, and I asked him, I said, to pick up those chants. You all remember Hillary Clinton and the Trump rallies. Lock her up. Lock her up. So remember all of that. Lock her up. So it was okay then, but now it's not okay. And you start, doing this stuff. So there's four prosecutions that Donald Trump currently faces, and some of them carry a load. And yesterday the concerns were raised about the collateral that's required for his bond, and that's going to be rough, and that's on that Gene Carroll story. So 303-696-1971, lines are open. Former President Donald Trump facing all these felony counts after being indicted four times. He's accused in Georgia and D.C. of plotting to overturn the 20. He's accused in Florida of hoarding the classified documents, in Manhattan for falsifying business records, and the Stormy Daniels story starts. And for those of you who have ever followed that, and I read quite a bit about it, it really brings in the National Enquirer, but there's a woman by the name of Karen McDougal. Karen McDougal was a playmate and ends up, I think, Playmate of the Year. And she becomes a lover of Donald Trump. Trump promises her stuff. She's written about it, talked about it. Again, do with this as you may. But he had promised her he was going to build her a home in the Trump Tower and all this. And she accompanied him, went to California to this golf tournament. And that's where he meets Stormy Daniels. And he sends her home. Karen McDougal goes back the night that Trump has his, quote, date with Stormy. And so Karen doesn't even know about this stuff. And Melania has just had Barron. I mean, that's been that long ago. And Barron's like a newborn. And he's already sent one woman home. And he arranges this dinner with, and again, assuming that this is all true, and I certainly believe it's true, but he arranges this this dinner with Stormy, and according to her testimony, he promised her she would appear on the Celebrity Apprentice or The Apprentice, and made all these promises to her, and then had unprotected, say it, anal sex, and with a porn star. Went home to his wife. And I know it's a long time ago. Those of us, you know, there's nobody without sin. But he said, I don't know that she's a liar. Well, that's what they're going to find out. And but the better part of the story, at least for me, given that, you know, we've watched Bill Clinton, we know Jack Kennedy, is that the story's out of the Inquirer. And again, this guy who runs the Inquirer is a friend of Bill Clinton's, or excuse me, a friend of Donald Trump's. And when it came time, they arranged for Karen McDougal to get on the cover of some fitness mags, and she was writing some columns, and that was her end of the deal. And the Stormy Daniels thing, whereas her end of the deal was the money that, again, some people claim came out of his campaign funds. And this is all going to start on the 15th of April, and it's not going to be pretty. And you wonder what his wife thinks about stuff like this. It's, I mean, you got to believe he's this married guy that, like everybody else. But if you go back and read his life, and I've read his life several times, he seems to have the same set of issues again and again and again. Number one is the media. And he has been a media darling in New York, made all the columns on Liv Smith and all those columns. And he played them. They, of course, thought him as good copy. And then he comes into the love-hate thing with the media, then the hate thing. The next problem that he has seems to be, again and again and again and again and again, women. Women, and then the third one is, how much money do you really have? What are you really worth? And that seems to be an ongoing theme that occurs and reoccurs with Donald Trump. So those three things. And if you look at these trials, these pending trials, they all seem to be repetitive of the things that have, you know, pushed him through life. One of the most interesting stories that I read is when he opened that the casino, the Trump Casino, and the Taj, and he brings Fred, he brings his father, who's another interesting character, to his grand opening of the casino. And they're walking in, and Fred sees the chandeliers and all of this opulent interior. And he says to his son, you know, you can't do this. And Trump poo-hoos his father and says, oh, you know, I got this. Well, then this night comes that's been chronicled, that Fred Trump's senior attorney walks in the Trump Taj Mahal and buys $6 million worth of chips. They give him $6 million. He takes it, bags it, and walks out. And Donald was short $6 million to keep the lights on. He later loses it regardless, but here comes Fred. Fred sends his number one legal eagle in. $6 million. He buys the chips and walks out with them, doesn't play them, which gives them $6 million ahead, and it covers Donald Trump's expenses. That's a hell of a father to do that. And then they meet Roy Cohn. You've probably heard those stories that Trump is – Fred's actually being sued about whether or not they would rent to certain people or not to certain people. And all these powerful law firms that were advising the Trump's father and son, just settle. Just settle with them. And they meet Roy Cohn. Roy said, no, we don't settle, we sue them, which has been something else that Trump has picked up, that the countersuit. And then they have Roy Cohn. And Roy Cohn's like, phew. So let me read a bunch of messages, and then we'll take a pause coming up. Our phone number, 303-696-1971. Nikki is counting on Trump going into the pen. She will then be the Republican candidate, all right? There's nothing on Google about Trump trouble with his bond. Yeah, it is. I mean, the story this morning, I give you the headline. It's Donald Trump's problematic $175 million bond to cover his New York civil fraud appeal raises questions about what exactly led to the rejection of the insurer. And that's the story. And that's the guy that buys car mortgages. The headline is Donald Trump's $175 million bond rejection raises questions. So when you say there's nothing there, it's really everywhere. Email. So what law did he break? If he used campaign money, I'm betting he paid it back. Well, or was reimbursed. Paying someone to keep a disclosure is not against the law, is it? Again, that's what the trial's going to be about. And it's April the 15th. 303-696-1971 is the phone number. We'll take a turnaround. Lines are wide open. What happens if Donald Trump goes to prison? Where are we headed? 710 KNUS. One line's open, Thursday morning, April 4, 2024, good old 710 KNUS. Peter Boyle's in for Jeff and Billy. They have Saturday. They'll be back here tomorrow morning. Beautiful day, 73 the high, and Friday, 74. Let's take some calls. The wall is jammed up as well. We'll start with Don. Don, you're on a radio show on Thursday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Pete. How's it going?
My boy, I'm good. Real good.
That's good. Good to hear you on a Thursday morning.
Thank you.
I wanted to answer one of your questions about what do you think would happen if DJ Teague heads to the Hooskow. And my thinking is nothing, to be rather honest with you. People, if anybody gets up and starts doing something stupid, they're going to jail. And I think most people are smart enough to know that.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Legitimate.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, let me just correct that then. But not much.
And but again,
I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question that's been kind of bugging me for the last few months. It seems like to me that Donald Trump really does scare the hell out of some people.
Oh, sure. And Joe Biden. Okay. And Joe Biden scares the hell out of some people.
You know, Joe Biden scares the hell out of me. Joe Biden and his vice president both scare the hell out of me.
No, I mean, it isn't like when you thought about prior go-rounds. It wasn't like Ronald Reagan scared anybody and Jimmy Carter scared anybody. I mean, they were both, if you go back and watch those debates, I mean, they were gentlemen. It wasn't anything like the debates we've watched recently. And there was a, I don't know if sophistication is the right word to use, a term to use, but when you saw these people, you know, the first debate was you can say Lincoln Douglas, but it was Jack Kennedy and Richard Nixon. And they treated each other with respect. Now, you know, do with that as you may. That's out the window now. It's game on. And so, yeah, these people, they scare the population.
Well, I think with Donald Trump, I think he goes deeper than the population. He really does scare a lot of powerful people.
Yeah, I mean, it's he was not their choice. There's no question of that. That when Donald Trump went, certainly when he wins the everything, and Chuck Bonnewell, myself, and Mark Crowley were at the Cleveland convention. And there, you know, the Colorado delegation walked out, and if they say they did not, here's the BS flag. I'll throw it out there on the field. They walked. And there are some really interesting walkers who are now huge supporters. But that, you know, that's for another day. But we were at that convention. I mean, I witnessed it, and there were people that just didn't want Donald Trump. And he fooled them. I mean, he got them. He won it. If you think about, and I can't think of any other time when somebody really wins that way. And he did. It was legit. There was nothing there. There was no bend in it. He legitimately won the nomination.
Yeah, and he legitimately lost the last election.
Well, of course. I mean, that's not even arguable. But that doesn't stop talk radio from repeating the lie. But that has to be all, you know, put someplace else. I've watched so many people say, don't let them steal the next one. I'm like, oh, God. You know, you run people off. But I don't know. And again, the Supreme Court's going to look beginning the 25th of April and whether or not he has immunity. I doubt if they'll grant him immunity.
Oh, they won't. But getting back to my concerns, I should say, I've been watching what's going on in other parts of the world, and the world's in trouble. And the United States definitely needs somebody in there who, I don't know, knows what they're doing, I guess, for lack of a better word. And neither one of these two who are up there are not ready for prime time. And Kamala Harris, I don't know who scares me more, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Jeez. Yeah. They put people on the undercard thinking, and I don't know what Kamala Harris's purpose ever really was. And if Joe's as rickety as I think he is, what was the great line about being a heartbeat away? You know, if Joe gasses, what are you going to do? You got her.
Yeah, what are you going to be at the end of his next term? 90? Yeah. 90? I mean, there's people I listen to that don't think he's going to make it.
Well, I'm one of them. I'm an old guy, but I think Joe's gassed. I really do. I think that, you know, these indicators, like on Saturday nights used to be huge for white. They were called white tie or black tie dinners. And whether it was Reagan or Jack Kennedy or Nixon or whomever, they would host these. They were called state dinners, and would be the president of the Philippines was in town and they would blow it up, or any number of occasions. Joe Biden's not, best of my knowledge, has not held one state dinner since, because he can't do it. And if you think about it, hypothetically, if it's Trump versus Joe Biden, can you imagine that debate?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, it would be like a hockey game. I mean, you want to go and see it just because... You know,
you want to see it just to watch the fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what was the great line about, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out? I mean, that's like, woof. Good call, man, as always. Yeah. Thanks, brother, man.
Well, enjoy your trip, okay?
I promise. Thank you. All right, we go to Frank. Frank, you're up. Good morning, thanks, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Peter. This is Frank, and... You're familiar with the trifecta? I've got a fivefecta.
All right.
Fivefecta. Right. It starts with the first one, that Biden doesn't make it to the November election.
Because?
Followed by...
And the stop, can I stop? Does he drop dead, or is he yanked off the ticket?
Don't know. Okay. All I know is that he's not going to make it. This is the fivefecta. He doesn't make it to the November election. Neither does Trump make it to the November election. There's two of the five. The third is that DeSantis with Nikki Haley ends up as the Republican candidate. There's three of five. The fourth is his Democrat challenger is Gavin Newsom, followed by the November election on the issue of immigration and poop on California public sidewalks, DeSantis wins. A five-factor. totally, totally speculative. I can create stories to match it, but there's my $2 bet. If you'd like me to mail you $2,
no,
I'll bail you $2 so that you win. But if you, if I win in November, you'll send me back $4.
That's the twin Quinn. I mean, he used to go to the trotter track and the dog races back in the nightmare years. And, yeah, it's bet the Quinella. Legitimately, by the way, I love your call. What happens if Donald Trump does go to jail?
Well, as I'm sure you've seen the recent Madison Gazine article, Commander-in-Chief is changed.
Yeah.
And so in theory, if we believe mob bosses can run their organizations from jail, why can't Donald Trump run the United States government from jail?
I mean,
I don't like the concept, but we have precedent.
At that level, no, we don't. I mean, Nixon was as close as it got. There was the mayor of Boston that did. You know, I don't think so. You know, in the third world or someplace when they depose people or, you know, to get rid of them. Batista flees. I mean, these guys are all doing that. I don't know. I really don't. And that's why it's a good on-air question. He's convicted, but he wins the 2024. Well, what would they do?
Next question is, who's his running mate?
Well, that's the one that I would imagine in closed-door meetings, somebody breaches it and says, look, on the level, the boss has to go back to your mob stuff. The boss has to go. Will you be, you know, instead of vice president, be underboss, right? Will you, seriously, I mean, I'm telling you, if we can get this guy on the show, this John Gleason, who was the chief prosecutor on how they got Gotti, it's the inner workings of the Justice Department on the federal level and how distrustful they all are of each other and jealous of each other. Somehow Gleason pulls it off, but I don't know. So, yeah, somebody sitting, remember when Sammy Gravano goes, he goes with John Gotti. And there is no underboss. The underboss is in jail.
Peter, I'd like to just, as a tangent, there's perhaps an obscure video entitled Rules for Rulers by CGP Gray.
Huh.
And to me, it is the graduate course for Machiavelli's The Prince.
Ooh.
If you've ever read The Prince...
Well, I've read The Prince.
And,
yeah.
And you're familiar with it, this is the next step on it.
Mm.
And it's entitled Rules for Rulers. I hope your listening audience will look it up also. It's about a 30-minute video, and it explains how authoritarian, totalitarian government.
Oh, sure.
Not just get in power, but then stay in power.
Well,
and we've watched it. He presents it subtly enough and with enough humor that at the end you just either start crying or laughing for 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, Machiavelli's playing is the prince as you play the outside against the middle, you know, as a gamble. I mean, just you're always working to keep the balance. It's brilliant, like you said. It's brilliant. All right.
Your key players.
Thank you. Very good call. 303-696-1971. Let me read them to you. Trump in prison is a small price to pay for quality of free entertainment. That's rough. How many lives have been lost as a result of Trump's lies and deceptions compared to Benghazi and numerous other debacles under the Obama administration. And again, Trump had no state dinners either. I think he did. I really think he did. The difference between Nixon and Trump is we didn't know Nixon was a crook. The life of Richard Nixon is, you know, when he's out of office, he's working for a law firm in New York. And, you know, he runs for governor of California. If you remember the great line, you won't have Richard Nixon to kick around anymore. That was after he was defeated in California. And then he goes to work and they move out of California, move to New York. And he goes to work for this, what they call him, silk stocking or white stocking or whatever it is, law firm. And he makes, you know, some dough and he writes a lot. And then it begins again. They come back to him and say, you know, let's begin again. And Nixon, you know, there's this thing about political capital that Nixon was more than willing. And he would go to dinners and he would speak and he was building his base. And he did very, very well at it. And came time, he came up, started lying about he had a secret plan to end the war and all the other nonsense. And we know what was really going on. And so then he ends up, you know, he leaves office and he doesn't have the pardon. I really always thought that they had cut some kind of a fat rat and that he had a pardon when he left D.C. He did not. And it was negotiated afterward. But maybe they had a handshake agreement on this. But it got close. And if you know the story, then you, Scott, and Barry Goldwater, and a lot of these very powerful Republican senators go to the White House in the limos, and they come in and go, Dick, it's time. You got to go. And that was the turning point. And he was going to go. So I don't think there's anybody that Trump really truly listens to. If you read what's available, he wasn't going to listen to anybody. But what will happen if Donald Trump would go to prison, if he's convicted and goes, but wins the 2024? Wow. 303-696-1971. This is we break here? 710 KNUS. Morning, everyone. I'm Peter Boyles in for Billy and Jeff, and they'll be here tomorrow. And then Saturday, they'll be working the Republican convention in Pueblo. 73 the high, 74 on Friday. 710 KNUS Denver's talk station, and asking the question about, well, if you look at it, there's four prosecutions Donald Trump currently faces and how each affects his chance of campaigning, someone said, behind bars. We'll take the call, take some calls, and then I'll read you the wall on the other side. This is Jim. Hey, Jim, you're on a radio show. Thank you, and good morning.
Hey, good morning. I don't believe there's any way that Manhattan Jesus will do any jail time, even for a weekend or a day. But if it were to happen, I think it's pretty obvious that the society would congregate. His supporters would all immediately go to the nearest Walmart. They would take all their flags with them, and they would try and get together and put together a Fox News sponsored telethon for Donald Trump. And obviously the first donator would be Mohammed bin Salman from Saudi Arabia. He would match every donation dollar for dollar. And there would be enough people walking around with guns in the Walmart parking lots. Now, remember, Walmart stopped selling guns several years ago, or maybe they stopped selling ammo several years ago. I can't remember which it was. But they will request the government to come in and regulate these people. And then the Second Amendment will be restricted, at least temporarily, because of the Trump supporters. And we're on our way to full government support. Universal basic income will go from the Wall Street stock market to everybody just to keep them in line. And then everybody will just, since Trump didn't make it, Trump failed, everybody will just say, you know what, we got to pay our taxes now. And they'll stop trying to cheat on their taxes. I think that's what's going to happen.
Whew. It's not a pretty picture, is it?
It isn't. And I think, and I've been saying since 2016, that Donald Trump and his lack of discipline and his followers will get the Second Amendment restricted or pinched or changed in some way, shape, or form. And I still believe that.
I got 30 seconds. I appreciate. Hang on. 710 KNUS, Denver's Talk Station. One more hour of the show. It's been a good one. What will happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? I'll read the wall to you. Kelly Michaels has the con. I'm Peter Boyles. The guys are back tomorrow.